It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen. It's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show once again, here with Jake Lasko from Junior Achievement of the Roaring Fork Valley. Big golf tournament coming up.
We do, Gabe. Yeah, it's our first annual golf tournament.
Up on the hill on Friday the 31st.
Got it. Yeah, it's going to be your traditional nine-hole scramble. So what I like about this, and what I hope other golfers will like about this, is that it's not going to be a huge commitment. It's a Friday evening. It's going to be a 4 o'clock registration.
Oh, so kind of late in the day.
So you can kind of get through your work week, check out about 3, come check in with me at 4. We're going to shotgun you at 5, hopefully play for 2 to 2.5 hours, and then we will have a dinner reception and awards and other shenanigans thereafter.
Meet at the 19th hole.
Or the 10th hole in this case, but regardless, it'll be a fun evening and a really great event for Junior Achievement.
So that's what the scramble part means, is just 9 holes?
The scramble part means 4-man teams.
Okay.
And with the scramble format, you're going to be taking the best ball each swing.
Okay.
This limits the amount of frustration by some golfers. And if you duck hook into the other fairway, you can just let that one be and move on with your team.
So make sure you've got a ringer on your team if you want to sign up for this tournament.
Well, we do have some good prizes, so you might.
Okay. And then, of course, the shotgun start is easy to figure out. Everybody starts at a different hole, and then you rotate around until you get to the one previous.
So you got it.
That's pretty easy to figure out there. Again, on Friday, May 31st, by the way, if you want to sign up or learn more, Facebook is the best place. Just search for Junior Achievement of the Roaring Fork Valley, and Facebook. As you pointed out when I was verifying this earlier, Facebook knows where you are, so it kind of knows what you're looking for before you even do.
It will default you to Roaring Fork Valley as the first option, which is nice because we're the most relevant Junior Achievement chapter to people here in the Valley. So.
Sure, absolutely. So what is Junior Achievement? What do you do?
That's a great question, Gabe, and I think it's something that not everybody in the Valley is familiar with. So Junior Achievement is all about financial literacy in the schools. But we actually are celebrating our 100th anniversary as an organization. It was started in Detroit, Michigan, as an after-school program to support financial literacy and job development back in the good old days of Motor City. It has now transformed into a worldwide organization and really fits into school standards that are now missed because teachers have to focus so much on getting their kids ready for testing. So we come in and we provide K through 12 curriculums. They're prepackaged, and all we need is a volunteer to step up, raise their hand, and say, "I would love to be in the classroom to teach about." Like our third grade program is called Our City. Or we've got a personal finance for the high schoolers, economics in the world. You know, it's all based on the level of the grade, and it built upon itself. So what we like to do is try to get into a school early and then allow the kids to be able to have a JA program throughout their time within the Roaring Fork or Garfield County school districts.
I remember Junior Achievement public service announcements from the 80s, I think. And I couldn't tell you anything about them except there was a really catchy jingle.
Wow.
And a bunch of dancing kids. That's about all I can tell you about the Junior Achievement PSAs from back in the 80s. But you're in K through 12 in every school. I noticed the name of the organization is Junior Achievement of the Roaring Fork Valley. Right. So are you talking about just Roaring Fork School District? Do you also get into Aspen and RE2, Garfield 16 as well?
We do. We are the chapter for what we call the whole valley. I think we picked Roaring Fork Valley about 20 years ago when this particular chapter was started, simply because at that time we were focusing on the RE1 schools. Okay. We now have a pretty good base of volunteers, have made a good penetration into the Aspen School District. Rifle is a big supporter of ours, as well as we do get all the way down to Grand Valley and Garfield 16. So wherever there is a need and a teacher who would love to bring a volunteer into the classroom to break up the monotony of school, we try to fill that gap for them.
How often do you mentioned there's actually a curriculum that Junior Achievement provides? How often do these kids see that junior achievement volunteer?
What I like about the fact that it's a prepackaged curriculum is that it can go whatever is best for the schedule of that teacher. Once a week, 5 straight days, we can do even JA in a day where we'll bring in, if all teachers of a grade level come together and say we would love you in our classrooms, we'll get 8 to 10 volunteers. We'll come in, we'll tag team it as 2 volunteers to a classroom, and we'll do all 5 to 6 lessons depending on the grade level in one day for the kids.
You know, I'm sure it was not called Junior Achievement, or I don't remember it as that, but I do remember talking about things like this. You know, we're talking about financial literacy here. For instance, how to fill out a check, things like that. And actually, I guess in this day and age, do you still teach students how to actually fill out a check? And, you know, $1 and no cents and the line all the way to the end.
Yeah, in the, I believe it's the Our City or the Our Town curriculum, they do the basics of banking and a deposit slip and a check. And what does that mean? And this, it's not really money, but it still is money because you're writing a check. Or, you know, and obviously now Junior Achievement does update itself, and it stays relevant with what is a payment. And so now it is talks about credit card debt and debit cards, because not many millennials write checks anymore. We right. use Venmo or we PayPal or whatever we do. So
you're not a millennial.
I'm a Zennial, but okay. I can ride both sides of that fence, Gabe.
I've heard that before. You either are or you aren't.
I'm non-committal.
Answer the question, damn
it. I'm non-committal.
Again, you can help support Junior Achievement of the Roaring Fork Valley by attending the Golf Classic, the first annual Golf Classic, Friday, May 31st on the Hill at the Glenwood Golf Course. Again, register in advance on Facebook. Just search for Junior Achievement of the Roaring Fork Valley. How much is registration, by the way?
So we've got it set up. It's $75 for an individual. But if you do have a foursome, we'll give you a little bit of a discount at $250. And that registration fee is going to give you everything. It's going to give you the round. It's going to give you a cart. It's going to give you dinner. So it's the whole kit. And if you don't have clubs, Jerry Butler up at the Hill is more than welcome to or more than happy to set you up with a bag for the afternoon. So don't feel that no clubs means no choice. You can still come out and hack away and find a ringer to bring with you.
I was going to say, you don't need to be a professional golfer or the golf pro to be able to attend this event, because the nature of the scramble, if you have one ringer on your team, the other three of you can just have a good time.
Correct. And if you really love financial literacy and Junior Achievement helped you in your life, we'd love for you to be out there and tell us your stories about Junior Achievement that you've had with your organization through the years.
Again, there is another reason to have a good ringer on your team, and that there are some cool prizes as well. We'll talk about that and talk about dinner. Again, search Facebook for Junior Achievement of the Roaring Fork Valley, and you can register in advance there. Again, everything, shotgun start is at 5 o'clock Friday the 31st with pre-registration, you might say, or the on-site registration starting around 4. Now, if somebody has a team last minute, can they show up, or do you require advance registration just so that you know what you're dealing with?
At this point, we still have some slots open. Okay. We're only allowed to have 15 teams up there simply because of the nine-hole nature of the Hill. So advanced registration is recommended just simply because that way you're guaranteed a spot.
Because there's a limited number.
Because if we get to 15 and you show up on the 31st, we're not going to have a spot for you.
Except you can wait for everybody at the aforementioned 19th
hole. There is a, for those who are scared of golf completely and have no interest in golf whatsoever, not even if Jerry Butler were to hand you a bag of clubs, we do have a $25 dinner option, $25 dinner only option, and you can enjoy the dinner that is being served. You can enjoy the award ceremony, and you can just be a part of the general fun that we're going to try to have Friday the 31st.
Okay. And I do want to talk more about dinner. Not that I'm obsessed with food, but I certainly like it very much. Very, very much. We'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're visiting with Jake Lasko from Junior Achievement of the Roaring Fork Valley, their first annual golf classic, Friday, May 31st on the Hill at the Glenwood Golf Course. Okay. My golf story.
Ooh. I've been waiting for this one for a while, Gabe.
I've shared this a few times over the years on the air, so a lot of people will remember this, but I don't think you've heard it yet, Jake, so here it goes. When I was a teenager, probably around 13, my mom decided she was going to take up golf. So she took a few classes on the hill, ironically. And she actually bought somebody sold her a set of golf clubs for a reasonable amount. She would let me mess around with her putter in the backyard, so I'd take the putter out there and I'd try and see how far I could hit the golf ball just with the putter. Well, I keep in mind I'm 13, I'm lanky, I was probably less coordinated then than I am now, which is a sad thing to admit, but it's true. And I guess, would the term be slice? I actually hit the ground in front of the ball without hitting the ball with the putter. So keep in mind, this is not a manicured golf course. This is the lawn at home. So what happens to the putter? Well, it kind of, was it at a 45-degree angle?
You bent it, didn't you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you were strong, course, even if you were lanky, Gabe, is what it sounds like.
And, of course, like any mature
adolescent teenager,
I fessed up to what I did and just bent it back straight as close as I could and put it back in the bag. The next time my mom went to use it, she said, you're not playing with my golf clubs anymore. So that was the beginning and the end of my golfing career.
That's a really short career. Think of all the opportunities you've missed since then, Gabe.
All the opportunities. I don't know. And we don't even have a ringer on the staff. That's the thing.
There's plenty of ringers in the Valley, Gabe.
Every office should have at least one golfer, especially, white collar.
It could have been you, Gabe, and you ruined it on day one.
It just wasn't meant to be. That's all I can say.
But we could talk about dinner because I know you're hungry.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, if you are like me and golf is not your thing, or you choose not to, injure anyone else or harm equipment, you can just show up for dinner on May 31st. When will it be served starting?
Probably between 7 and 7:30.
Okay.
Like I said, we're expecting about a 2 to 2.5 hour round, and obviously the food will be available kind of ahead of time so that as people roll in, they can start eating.
Gotcha. Who's catering it?
Well, Jerry Butler is.
Okay.
Because he has his grill out.
Awesome.
So it's going to be burgers. We're going to talk with him about having, potentially a vegetarian option. I've had a few registrants come back to me and just ask if there will be. So I'm going to work with Jerry to make sure we've got a viable alternative for them. And it's going to be the homemade potato salad and chips. Mm. Just good old golf food after a hard round on a Friday afternoon.
Okay, so the potato salad, is it going to be the sweet potato salad or is it going to be the more mustardy, more like tart potato salad?
I don't know Jerry's secret recipe, so I can't help you there.
Okay. I'll take your word for it that it'll be good, though. I kind of interrupted you. Burgers, homemade potato salad, and
I think chips. Just real simple. Nothing over the top, but real good because it's going to be grilled right there on site and fresh.
Cooked to order.
And obviously, if you have not been to the Hill for a meal before, the views on a Friday afternoon are pretty spectacular, looking up the valley towards Mount Soperus and the downtown Glenwood core. So if you've not been up there, this is a great opportunity to head up and check it out and then support Junior Achievement in the process.
Sunsets are not horrible either.
No, you can look down towards the sunset, ain't bad either.
All right. Again, that's starting around 7 o'clock or so. And again, if you still want to support Junior Achievement but maybe golf isn't your thing, you can pay $25 for the meal and the award ceremony.
Yeah.
So you can laugh at all the golfers.
Yeah, and we are going to have, even for the non-golfers, this will bring back nightmares for Gabe, but we're going to have a putting contest.
Oh, wow.
I know. I hit too close to home.
I'm good at putting. I'll do miniature golf all day long. You add some windmills and a waterfall, I'm right there.
So we've had a few generous donations from the community. Marble Distillery, Kiko over at Soperus Liquor, Newcastle Liquors has given us some gift certificates. So we're going to have some giveaways for, it's going to be about a 40 to 45 foot putt. So it's not going to be a gimme.
Wow.
But if you can either get it in or get it closest to the hole, you're going to have your choice of some of these giveaways we've got.
Cool. Other prizes for the main tournament, like a hole-in-one prize and stuff like that?
Yes, we're going to have some fun little bobblehead trophies. So we're going to have a long drive hole for the men and the ladies, as well as a closest to the pin hole for the men and the ladies. So we'll have some trophies for that. And then, you know, when it comes to the actual scramble, it's just going to be a regular gross tournament, no handicaps. We're just going to play straight up. So again, if you have the ringer, that might help you. But we've gotten a few generous donations from River Valley Ranch, Rifle Creek, and I can't think of the third one. It's in Breckenridge, Raven Club, I believe. Mm-hmm. At Three Peaks.
Take your word for it.
Yeah, it's a pretty spectacular course though, over in Summit County. So
we've poked a little fun at me. I'm curious. Do you play golf?
I've been playing since I was 7, and I'll be honest with you, my whole adult life, it's been my goal to be a part of an organization that could put a golf tournament together. So
that's awesome. Well, congratulations.
This has been a good social experiment, and I'm really thankful for the board that I have, that I'm a part of, and for our director. We have a new program manager who just started at the beginning of this school year, Christina Freeman, and she's done a great job making sure we stay on track. We stay on task, and like I said, we're charging hard into Friday the 31st.
Again, you can sign up and learn more by searching Facebook for Junior Achievement of the Roaring Fork Valley. Again, you work with students from kindergarten through 12th grade, all the way from Aspen to Grand Valley. And you mentioned, though, that you're always looking for volunteers. Do the volunteers actually teach the curriculum, or do they deliver it to the teachers who actually will teach the kids?
No, the volunteers are going to be the teachers. Okay. The whole premise here is to bring the community into the school, give the students a additional person to see and learn stories from. Because for me as a volunteer myself, I think half the value you bring is your experiences and your stories, because a lot of us have been there, and maybe we didn't have Junior Achievement and we've made these mistakes, and we can tell these kids about the mistakes we've made, or we can tell them about how our job works and what we do and what our job does to help the economy, and get them excited about their job readiness and their career readiness as they – because if you're in middle school going to high school, if you're in elementary school going to junior, you know, going into junior high, right? There's always that transitionary period, and you know, trying to get these kids to think a little bit more ahead and not just being stuck in what they're doing on a day-to-day basis.
And again, Junior Achievement is different for each grade level. It's age appropriate, and it builds on itself.
Yeah.
So they'll learn something in third grade that kind of builds on what they learned in second grade.
Yeah, and that's what's great from the volunteer standpoint too, because you're going to have volunteers who love the little kids. You're going to have volunteers who want to engage more with the high schoolers. You know, so again, with being K-12, you're going to be able to find a volunteer and find a fit for you as a volunteer that might be best with your personality and how you like to interact.
Any specific areas, like any specific schools or grade levels where you are in a special need of volunteers?
Not really. I mean, I think we're always just trying to build up our volunteer base. We did have a few program manager turnover, so we're just trying to make sure the program stays viable and that the schools get the volunteers they need, and we bring the curriculum to the classes that they're looking for.
So if someone is interested in becoming a Junior Achievement volunteer, just get a hold of you on the Facebook page?
On the Facebook page, or they can reach out to Christina Freeman, our director.
And what was I going to? Oh, so are you a volunteer, Jake?
I am. Okay. I'm a volunteer, not a voluntold. I'm a volunteer.
So what do you do in your professional life outside of Junior Achievement? What's your area of?
My area of expertise is business banking.
Okay.
And so I work down at U.S. Bank, down by the former Safeway branch. So been at that for 13 years. And so I hope, with my banking background and my understanding of I look at people's personal finance statements and I know the mistakes that people can make, and I can use, you know, the basis of those ideas to help these kids say, you know, if you want to get here, if you want to buy a house, if you want to start a business, These are some of the steps that you're going to have to take, and these are some of the pitfalls that you need to avoid. And the biggest thing is not being fearful of mistakes and failure, because I think we all know the greatest entrepreneurs failed a lot.
Right.
And teaching that at a young age, that it's okay to fail, is hard, because kids don't want to fail. They want to get good grades. So.
Was it Thomas Edison? It was talking about inventing the light bulb. When he had like over 100 failed attempts, and he said, well, I didn't consider them failures. I considered them however many different ways I knew didn't work.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's what we want to teach these kids, is the same thing. It's just keep trying.
Are you the typical volunteer? Are a lot of the junior achievement volunteers in, you know, finance or banking or something like that? Or are they just, you know, everyday folks?
You know, it really is at anybody. Any profession. We've got all sorts of different, you know, lawyers, accountants. You know, we do have accountants and bankers definitely in the mix there. But sometimes we get some, you know, marketing people, people who are more like the remote workers, and they work for a company, but they live here. And so they've got some time to come and volunteer. Again, there's no limit. You know, sometimes we get the teacher who wants to teach to their kids. It's simply because they're interested in the curriculum. We get that happen. That happens sometimes too, and that's fine. That's not frowned upon. So
yeah, again, Junior Achievement provides the curriculum and the volunteers in most cases, where the teacher themselves does not actually seek out Junior Achievement. Again, you can learn more about the local chapter.
Yep,
I guess.
Got a chapter.
Okay.
Yeah.
By searching Facebook for Junior Achievement of the Roaring Fork Valley. As I said before, Facebook will know what you are looking for. Again, the first annual golf classic. Congratulations again. I know exactly what you mean when you've had something in the back of your mind you've always wanted to do and you finally get to make it happen.
Yeah.
So I know how cool that is.
Yeah.
Although mine would not be a golf tournament, but that's a story for another time.
It is. I'll be back. We'll do that story another time.
Perfect. Friday, May 31st is when this happens. Again, it's $75 for individuals or $250 for a team of four. So ask around the office. Well, if you work with somebody, you know who the golfers are. But make sure you have at least one ringer, because you'll play the best ball. And plan on having some fun Friday afternoon. As you mentioned, you can still get a full day's work in, leave a little bit early on Friday afternoon, check in at 4 o'clock, then shotgun start at 5. Again, that's on Friday, May 31st, up on the hill. And then a dinner included with your fee, if you will, afterward, cooked up by Jerry Butler. On the grill with some homemade potato salad as well. And again, for folks that just want to show up later, maybe all the rest of the members of the office can come up later around 7:30 and enjoy dinner for just $25.
Yeah. And you know, a couple other things. We are going to do a 50-50 raffle for people on the hill to join in. And again, just, you know, our goal is to raise $10,000 to $15,000 for Junior Achievement, because one of the things, we are self-funded. We don't charge the schools to be there. We don't get big, huge grants. We simply grassroots the effort to make sure we've got the materials we need. Each kit costs about $125. So, you know, you do 100 classes, you do the math. That's not the cheapest thing to do. So it's great to be able to have this fundraiser to not only raise the money, but I'm really hoping to build some additional awareness in the community, because it's a great organization. Financial literacy is something I think that is still sorely missed in the school curriculum. And
as you mentioned, it is ever changing. You know, as you mentioned, not everybody writes checks anymore.
Right.
And when you do, you don't have that 3 or 4 day window. Wink, wink.
Correct.
You know what I'm talking about.
There's no more float, Gabe. Don't be writing hot checks.
I don't know what you're talking about. We'll be back to wrap things up in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking with Jake Lasko from Junior Achievement of the Roaring Fork Valley, the first annual golf classic, Friday, May 31st. Again, looking to raise around $10,000 or so. You mentioned that each one of those Junior Achievement curricula, what would the singular be? Curricula?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Let's go with that.
Yeah.
is $125.
Yeah.
You purchase that from Junior Achievement National.
Yep.
So of the fee, the $75 for individuals or $250 for the team of four, how much of that actually goes to Junior Achievement?
All of it. Yeah, I mean,
that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah. We've gotten some great sponsors this year to help cover the cost of the golf. Whole sponsors.
So you're taking care of the golf course, maybe paying them a reduced rate or something like that. That money is coming from sponsors. So folks that want to play this golf tournament, they can know that the money that they're giving you actually goes toward these financial literacy programs.
Exactly. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. And we've got some great sponsors, Alpine Bank, AMB Bank, Ascent Structural Engineering, Barnes Pearson and Associates, Bay Equity, Katie Preston over at Edward Jones and Basalt, GMCO, Holy Cross, R&A Enterprises, Mountain Closets and Design, the Richards Law Office, the Romero Group, Young Services, and U.S. Bank. I even got my bank to jump on board and be a part of this. So
I was waiting for that. Right. I was like, okay.
Get there. Get there. Gotta, yeah. A lot of banks, a lot of things going on here. Get there, Jake. Yeah, I got there. So like I said, as you can tell, the community has gotten behind this, even though it's the first annual and it's not necessarily tested to know the turnout. But I will say we're at about 8 or 9 groups already registered. So spots are going fast if we only have 15 total spots to fill. So I'm optimistic that we'll get to that 15 and fill the course with a bunch of happy Friday afternoon folk.
And it kind of goes without saying, but just to make sure, so there is an individual registration fee. So if you are a solo golfer and you know you're looking to meet other like-minded people, you'll put teams together.
Yep.
Okay. So you're not going to be asking what is your handicap so that you mix it up that way. You just randomly put everybody together.
We're just going to put people together and on the form, once you go to the Facebook page and you click on the event, and you'll see the registration link. The form will allow you just to register as a single. And then you can either pay online through donating or straight through the website and use your credit card. We will only be accepting cash or check. Speaking of checks. We'll only be accepting cash or check on the Hill.
I'm sensing a theme here.
We're just trying to make sure people balance their checkbooks at least once a month, and it happens to be the 31st of May, so it's a great day to try to balance your checkbook.
Well, you should probably wait till the end of the month, though, shouldn't you? Like the next day. Well,
exactly.
Saturday.
So write all your checks. Write all your checks Friday.
Did I really spend all that much money at the 19th hole?
It was all for the kids, Gabe.
That's right. Again, you can learn more by searching Facebook for Junior Achievement of the Roaring Fork Valley. Jake, anything else that we should mention about Junior Achievement?
You know, Gabe, I think we've covered it, and I appreciate the time, and I look forward to seeing community members out on the course next Friday.
Absolutely. Again, that's Friday, May 31st on the Hill at the Glenwood Golf Course. Again, on-site registration starts around 4 with a shotgun start at 5. As you mentioned, Jake, just 15 team slots available. So if you really want to support Junior Achievement, plus there will be an opportunity, as you kind of mentioned before, to share maybe a personal story about how Junior Achievement helped you through the last 20 years or so, I think you said,
in
this area.
Around,
Again, Junior Achievement, financial literacy in schools through the work of volunteers, all the way from the Aspen School District, Roaring Fork School District, RE2, and Garfield 16. Do you also work with other schools in addition to the public schools, by the way?
We do. We've had requests from the Ross Montessori, Carbondale Community, St. Stephen's, the Two Rivers. Yeah, all.
So
any and all. Yeah, it's not solely based on being part of the public school system. It's because it's a free program. The schools don't pay for this. We simply bring a kit and a volunteer, and we help those kids grow a little bit more in their understanding of money.
So if you're interested in becoming a Junior Achievement volunteer, if you're a teacher and you would like this curriculum to be in your classroom, or an administrator in your school, or if you just like more information, all that contact information is on the Facebook page and course, you can sign up for the golf tournament on Friday, May 31st as well. Just search Facebook for Junior Achievement of the Roaring Fork Valley.
Yeah.
Jake, it's a pleasure as always.
It is, Gabe. Great to see you.
So what's the next big fundraiser?
I don't know.
When will we see you next?
You'll have to find out.
I guess we'll be waiting with bated breath.
Yes, you will.
Okay. All the best. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Gabe.
Take care. You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.